Welcome to the Holistic Anxiety Fix Podcast, where we explore the many different root causes of anxiety so you can learn how to heal naturally and reclaim your love for life.
I am super excited about this podcast interview that you are about to listen to because I love April's story. April's story really exemplifies what it means to not give up. And so many times I speak to women who have tried to heal on their own and through different practitioners and are afraid to invest and afraid to keep trying. April shows through her journey that she was able to get results and that perseverance matters. So if you're somebody who's looking for a success story where you're not sure if success is possible, then April's story is for you. Tune in now. Hello. I am so excited to have one of my former and / current clients here with me today, April. April's going to share with us her story and her journey of anxiety before me and also working with me. So super excited to have her here today. Welcome, April.
Thanks, Jody. I'm really happy to have the opportunity to share my story.
Awesome. So let's start at the very beginning. So how did you find me and what drew you to having a conversation with me?
Okay, so I found you on Facebook and I was sort of watching the Facebook page and reading some comments and seeing some of your interventions on that Facebook group. And I was at a point with my anxiety where I was really looking to sort of take control of how I was feeling. And I was at a point where my doctor was prescribing, like I already had the prescription for the antidepressants, anti-anxiety meds.
Yeah.
And I was very reluctant to go that route. And I said to myself, before I do that, I have to exhaust all of my options because it's not something that I personally was comfortable with yet. I didn't feel like I had done everything that I could do. And that's why when I came across your program, I was like, this is the right time. And it seems to be exactly what I'm looking for as I try to manage this anxiety from a different sort of perspective.
Okay. And I, you know, I love that you shared that because I think that is the experience that most women that at least I speak to have when it comes to healing anxiety, where a lot of people don't want to go on the medication. And they go to their doctor and they have this script and there's this internal kind of conflict of like, well, this is what the professionals are saying I need to do. And yet I'm not so sure that that's what I want to do, but I don't know what else to do because the people that I'm going to are just telling me this. And so you end up kind of in this place of seeking, which is where it sounds like you were at when you found me.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. I think if I may, the different doctors that I saw, because I saw several, mm-hmm. I never felt as though they were really looking for the root cause. And I think that was the draw to the program for me because, you know, it was the regular, okay, we're going to test your thyroid. It's hormones. It's just, it's all in your head. I mean, it was all these things and all of my tests came back normal. Mm-hmm. But when you feel the way I was feeling and others are feeling, you know that things aren't normal, right? That there is something going on beyond the thoughts that I'm having in my head. There's something that's causing that. So that's why getting to the root cause was so appealing to me because I was very much in the belief that there was a root cause that was causing my issues.
And I mean, that statement alone is very powerful, right? Is not buying into this because my medical tests are normal, I must be normal. Or because my medical tests are normal, the other one I hear is it's all in my head. And so I see so many women who are like, well, my medical tests are normal. So it must just be anxiety in my head. I need to change my thinking around more and more and more, which creates the shame and self-blame and this like endless cycle that you're never going to get out of. So
feeling of hopelessness, right?
Exactly.
A complete feeling of hopelessness. Yeah.
You didn't even buy into that. You were just like, you know, these doctors are looking at it from a framework that's not going to give me answers. And this is the challenge, right? If it's not hormones and it's not your thyroid, then the doctors are like, we don't know what to do with you unless they find something majorly wrong, which for 99% of women, I see that's not the case. And so then the next resort is medication. So, you know, I love that you were aware that there was something else happening. And it was just that the conventional system wasn't able to test for it or pick it up in a way that you needed. Does that make sense?
Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Okay. So I actually remember our first conversation. It was in an anxiety breakthrough call that you and I did together. And I remember you were really hesitant because you'd been to, you know, all of these other doctors and, you know, here I am, not a doctor, offering you this claim that I can get you answers. So what was your initial kind of take on that?
So I think the big thing for me was knowing that you had been through this journey yourself, because I think unless someone experiences it, it's really unlikely that they're able to have a full understanding of not only the impact, but also the symptoms and the physical symptoms that you're experiencing as you go through this. So knowing that you yourself had dealt with this gave me the reassurance that I needed to know that you knew what you were talking about, really. So I had been, like you said, to many doctors, therapy off and on throughout my life as well, because for me, this was not an acute problem. This is something that I've really been dealing with, I think, my entire life. As far back as I can go, I can remember having the physical symptoms of anxiety. I can remember as a child being taken to the doctor to have my thyroid tested.
Right.
So these things have existed for me forever, and they came to a head about 2.5 years ago. And like I said, I was trying to cope. I was looking at strategies, dealing with therapists, dealing with medical doctors.
Doing all the things.
Yeah, doing all the things with no results.
Yeah.
So during that call, knowing your story, understanding what your program was like, getting to the root cause, like I said, was my main priority. Even if it couldn't be fixed, which I knew, you know, fixing the anxiety wasn't the goal, right? Understanding where the anxiety was coming from and having the tools in place to address those underlying causes was my goal.
Yeah.
So knowing that you'd been through it, that the goal was to get to the root cause, that's what sold me. That's what sold me.
Yeah. Okay. And I love that, right? Which is getting to the bottom of where things are at. But also, you know, it wasn't like you hadn't tried things. I see a lot of women who, you know, they've tried things, they've done the therapy, they've done the yoga, they've stopped eating fried foods. And so there's this belief of like, I must be broken. And then they're afraid to try. So for you, like, what allowed you to keep trying? Like, why didn't you just give up?
Oh, there's so many reasons. I think it was really quality of life, right? It was quality of life. And when you've lived a certain way for the majority of your life, and now all of a sudden things that you used to be able to do without a second thought become such a painstaking task, that's a problem. And I wasn't going to accept that. I wasn't going to accept that my life was going to be completely different. I wasn't going to accept that getting in the car to drive 10 minutes down the road was going to put a complete stop to my day.
Right.
I wasn't going to accept that doing activities with my children was no longer going to be a part of my reality. And my job, of course, too, was a big factor. You know, I can do my job, and now all of a sudden, everything that relates to my job is a problem. It's not okay. So I just wasn't willing to accept that as like a diagnosis. And I felt that that's what my doctors were saying to me. Like, it's all in your head. You take these pills, hopefully it works. Call me back in 4 weeks. And that's it. No, no, that wasn't okay with me.
So it's almost like there was an intuitive knowing that there was something else going on, that somewhere a switch had been flipped, and your goal was to figure out why that switch was flipped, and in the why, hopefully unflip it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so let's talk about the program then. What was it like for you to go through it, and what did you learn?
I think the biggest thing for me with the program from the very beginning was I needed a roadmap, and I found that the program gave me exactly that. And everything in the stages that it was in, laid out week by week, I needed that structure to, number one, feel like I was in control, and number two, to have just a guideline, right, of steps. This is what I need to do to get to where I want to be. The big part for me from the beginning, and I remember we had this discussion in my breakthrough call, was about my nervous system just being completely in overdrive.
Right.
And that was one of the first things you said to me. You said, look, we need to calm this down because for you to make any progress, we need to get you into a state where things are just more even. And that was a huge breakthrough for me. I think looking back as well, like I said, I had been like that for so long. And I think it just got to a point about 2.5 years ago where that started to manifest as panic attacks.
Right.
And the anxiety got so much worse. I think I just couldn't handle it anymore. And it was almost like a break.
Yeah.
And so the panic attacks started and the physical symptoms worsened. So getting my nervous system sort of to calm down a little bit was really, at the beginning of the program, what I think made things easier for me. So when we started looking at things like breath work and meditation, those are things that I had done off and on, of course, throughout my journey with this, but not really in a structured way. And having those daily reminders and that accountability to myself was super important for me. And now it's part of my daily routine without even thinking about it. Also, supplements that you suggested to sort of get things to a calmer state were really, really helpful for me. And the limbic love. The limbic love was a challenge. You and I spoke about this a couple of times as I was going through that. I really had a hard time sort of focusing on positive memories, positive past memories, because so much of my life had been sort of embedded with all these anxious feelings and physical symptoms. So figuring that out and really drawing those positive memories out, and it was an exercise. It was something that took me weeks to be able to do. That all really helped to just calm my nervous system and sort of open me up to the rest of the program.
Yeah. You know, the limbic system, for those who are listening that don't quite understand what it is, it's the part of the brain that subconsciously scans the environment and decides whether it's safe or unsafe. And so for a lot of people, it becomes damaged along the way. There's lots of reasons. Mold can damage it. Toxins can damage it. Trauma can damage it. And when it's quote unquote damaged, it becomes hypersensitive. And so everything sends you into a panic attack. So April, when you're talking about, you know, the limbic system and the impact, it's because we were turning it off, or like it wasn't so hyperactive anymore. So you could do things like drive or like walk across the street without your system thinking that you were in overdrive. And, you know, what's fascinating about the limbic system work is that, you know, the therapy world hasn't picked it up yet. It's really hard to research. There's not a lot of research. And so it's not well talked about or understood in a lot of professional fields. And yet, you know, you're someone to attest for this, the outcome of addressing it can be really, really major. I know for me, it cut my anxiety in half in 6 weeks. And I thought the whole thing was like kind of voodoo or like woo-woo. And it was phenomenal. So, you know, I love hearing other people's stories where the limbic system work was also game-changing for them, right?
Absolutely. And again, in hindsight, I think I was just in a constant state of fear. Like you gave the example of walking across the street without being afraid. I was literally afraid to cross the street.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that until joining the program, right? It was, I think, because it was such a regular part of my everyday that I wasn't aware. I wasn't aware until I became aware. And then I was able to sort of change that. So it was huge for me.
It's the limbic system one I like because you're in control. Like once you know the tools, then you can just do them forever, right? Like you now know if your limbic system, I know for me during COVID, my limbic system started to creep up again. And I was like, well, I know what I need to do. Like I'm watching it go up. So now I have the tools to do it. And that's what's so awesome about the limbic system stuff. Now, in terms of supplements, I know, you know, a lot of people will say to me like, oh, I just go to my naturopath and she gives me like 5-HTP or like ashwagandha. So how was this experience different for you around the supplements?
Okay. So the supplements were huge because it's something that I had been dabbling in over the course of the last 3 years, but without any guidance, because you're not going to get that from your doctor, right? And you can go, you know, the naturopath route as well, but I felt like I needed sort of a little bit more handholding, right? As opposed to just walking in somewhere and saying, this is what's going on with me and like, help me.
Yeah.
So I really felt like everything from the very beginning was tailored to me. So the questionnaires at the beginning of the program, we were really able to identify what I may be dealing with and what supplements I would need to address that. So from the get-go, the GABA, you know how I feel about that. I've posted it all over the Facebook page. I'm a huge supporter of the GABA. That made a huge difference for me from the beginning, and we knew it was working. So
yeah,
that was key. And then with the other questionnaires that we did with Pyrrole, that was another big factor for me as well. So just the fact that you had those protocols at the ready, even before sort of the deeper testing, like the HTMA and the Dutch and so on and so forth,
yeah,
that was all available to me right from the get-go. So starting that, again, it's that feeling of you have control over this. You're addressing things as you go, instead of waiting maybe until the end of something. Like, I felt like we were working through it throughout the program.
Yeah. And so it felt like it wasn't like you had to wait 12 weeks to make it a giant leap, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's the beauty of supplements when they're used properly and when we know the body needs them. Like, I try as little as possible to guess, right? Like, that's why we use questionnaires, so that you're confident your body needs them, so that when you take them, you know, or testing like the Dutch, you know, because I hear a lot of people that are like, well, is this, you know, gummy with L-theanine and da-da-da-da-da going to work for me? And it's really hard for me to say, because GABA did nothing for me. I wanted it to do something. I was like, where's the GABA magic?
Right.
And it did nothing for me, because low GABA wasn't part of what was happening for me, right?
Right.
And so that's why like testing or screening can be so important, because it's really going to tailor it to what we know you need versus throwing random stuff at it.
Exactly. And it takes away the apprehension, right? Or the anxiety about taking something, about taking a supplement. You're not worried, because you know, you see it in front of you in black and white. This applies to me. This might help me, you know?
Yeah. If you are struggling with anxiety and tired of going in circles, then I have something special for you. I have created a game-changing gift for everyone that is listening. This gift is specifically designed for women who are done living with their anxiety. Whether they are tired of the intrusive thoughts, the sleepless nights, gut issues, the overwhelm, or being unable to do the things they used to love. This gift is specifically designed for women who want immediate action steps. So what I have for you is a guide. It is 5 surprising ways to reduce anxiety in just 7 days. This guide is really great because it gives you some actionable steps. It is not telling you about your anxiety or suggesting random things that you're never going to do, but they are really actionable steps that are going to have an immediate effect on lowering your anxiety. You can find the guide at go.healingjourneyservices.com/5ways-1.
And in terms of root causes, so I know we talked about you wanting to get to some root causes. Were there some root causes that you found that were kind of groundbreaking for you?
So mold was an issue, and we even looked further back, and I did some digging as well. And I realized, like I said, these symptoms and this anxiety that I've had has been around my whole life. And I know that I grew up in a very high mold environment. And in going through this program, we did discover some mold in my home as well that we took care of. And then there's mast cell as well. So that was a huge breakthrough for me.
Yeah. So just getting to answers that were mold and mast cell even on your radar before you came?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. And that's why I'm just getting goosebumps here, but that's why I love doing what I do, because I like to give people those big, I call them aha moments, right? Where you're like, oh my gosh, like here I was like thinking, you know, I needed to do more therapy, or like, I just needed to like add more vegetables to my diet. And I'm coming in with like different ideas, you know, once you buy into them and you see like, oh my gosh, yes, they change the whole nature of what healing looks like, right?
Absolutely. And the mast cell was a huge shock to me, because I've always been like, I eat really well, you know, my diet is good for the most part, a little heavy on the sugar side, you know, so I knew that I needed to cut out sugar. But for the rest of my diet, it's like, I eat well, like it can't be what I'm putting in my body. It has to be something else. And then as I learned about mast cell, it just became like mind-blowing. Really, it was an aha moment for me, because when I changed what I put into my body, when I changed what I was eating, I felt better.
Yes. I believe it was you who said,
you ate crackers with your daughter.
Yeah.
And then had like full blown panic afterwards, right?
It was terrible. Yeah.
And so this is coming from somebody who, you know, you think, yes, I'm eating clean, I'm feeding my body well. And yet through the program, we're able to discover that the food that you thought was healthy actually was triggering you all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that, I love those moments for people when they realize and are able to put together so clearly, because changing diet is not easy. Nobody signs up for it super excitedly. It's a really hard thing to do. And so when that happens and you get those answers, it becomes worth it, right? Because now if you want to eat those crackers, you can, but you know what the outcome is. So instead of spinning about like, why am I spinning? You're like, oh, right. I just ate crackers with my daughter. I just have to like get through this wave, right?
That's right.
Of the inflammation, of the message my body's telling me that that was not okay.
That's right. And if there was any proof that I ever needed, I got it when I ate those crackers.
Right? And that's the thing, is that a lot of people will say like, do you do food sensitivity testing? But there's so many other places that we can put your money in terms of testing or supplements or things that are actually going to, you know, give us deeper answers, because it's really, on the grand scheme of things, quite easy to take the food out and then put it back in and be like, oh my word.
Right.
And see what happens, right?
Exactly.
And some of those foods, like chocolate, doesn't show up on a food sensitivity for me. But when I take it out and put it back in, it's really obvious that, and that's not to say it's an unhealthy food, but for me, my body doesn't like it, right?
Chocolate is a big trigger for me as well.
Yeah. And that's because of the mast cell histamine issue.
Yeah.
I mean, if you eat it properly, it's a really healthy superfood. But this is where there's a lot of value in taking out and putting back in, because your body gives you stronger messages than any testing for food sensitivity is going to, right?
Absolutely.
Any other big takeaways from the program? Or like, how's your life changed, I guess, because of it?
So there's been a number of changes. And I think the most like tangible one, like the biggest win that I have, is that I can drive again. And I was really at a point before I joined the program where I drove because I had to, absolutely had to. If my children had to go somewhere, I would get them there. But it was something that caused me so much anxiety, panic attacks while behind the wheel, panic attacks before leaving, panic attacks when coming home. It was awful.
Right.
I'm at a point now where I just get up and go. I don't even think about it. And I never, ever, if you would have asked me, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, if I thought this day would come, absolutely not. I felt like, you know, driving was going to be something that I would dread for the rest of my life.
Wow.
And I was a person before the anxiety sort of took hold that loved to drive. I would drive long distances. I would drive, you know, without even thinking about it. And now I'm there again.
Nice.
So that's huge for me. The other thing that I take away from the program is that I was right. There was more going on, right? And it wasn't just in my head. And it's not just because my thyroid panel shows up okay at the doctor's office that there isn't more happening.
Yeah.
And that, I think, restores confidence, right, in yourself. And that's also a big part of the puzzle, I think, because when we suffer for so long, we lose our confidence. It erodes over time. So what this program gave back to me really is a sense of self-confidence and reassurance to trust myself and to trust my body.
Yes. And when you are aligned with your body, then you can actually heal, right? Versus when you're angry, like a lot of the messaging that conventional system gives is you're broken, which creates a distrust in the body, which like you can't heal when there's that distrust, right?
Exactly.
At all. And so that faith in the body will come out everywhere. It will come out in how you are with your kids and your energetic presence and like your ability to like do things at work, because now that confidence is becoming unified. Does that make sense?
That's exactly it. I couldn't have said it better.
And the driving piece is also like, that's life-changing, right?
It is.
Like I have this image, and actually how I describe anxiety impacting me is like my box got really small and I could barely move inside of it. And every time I tried to do something, I kept hitting the edges of this really tiny box and I didn't know how to get rid of it. And so essentially, like if you can't drive, like your world is tiny, right? You're relying on, you know, so many people to do those things for you. And so by you being able to drive again, like that freedom potential is phenomenal. You just literally like open up a whole new world for yourself again, or reopened or re-entered, however you want to put it, right?
That's right. If you have children or you have other people that rely on you,
yeah,
there's this sense of guilt that comes with the anxiety, like, right? Because of me, these people aren't going to get what they need.
Yes.
And that guilt, it just amplifies the anxiety, right? It's a vicious cycle. So the driving was a big piece to that for me as well. Like, my children are going to miss out on X, Y, and Z because I can't get them there. Like, how is that okay?
Yeah. And then creates more anxiety about the anxiety. And then instead of like looping up, you're going into this downward spiral, right? Where every impact of the anxiety has like a exponential impact on how you emotionally feel about yourself and your ability to be a mom, or, you know, if you don't have kids, your ability to work, or, you know, even socialize. And so that's where, like, it might not seem like that big, oh, you can drive again. But like, when we really pick it apart, the impact is phenomenal. Like, it ricochets all the way out.
Absolutely.
And what I love about this is you did not figure out how to drive by doing therapy. Like, yes, I taught you some therapy techniques and exposure techniques and things like that, but we didn't do this in the context of a therapy room.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Which I think a lot of people will hear that and be like, what? Because, like, you know, the mainstream practice for getting you back on the road is to go to therapy and do exposure. And, you know, my philosophy is we need to calm the nervous system down first so that, you know, if you're at a 9 out of 10 and you're going to get behind the wheel, like, driving is stressful for anyone. Like, you're going to go over the top of your capacity to manage. So if we get your nervous system down to like a 4 out of 10 and then you drive, you're going to go up to like a 6 or 7, but that's still manageable for your nervous system. So now you can do it. So now let's talk about the exposure, right? Now we can do some of the therapy techniques, but we got to work on the nervous system first.
Absolutely. And that ladder in the program, you know, that handout that's there, that was very eye-opening for me too. And again, it's all about understanding for me. Once I understand what's happening, it's so much easier for me to accept it and then deal with it.
Yeah, because there's not this big scary question mark of like, well, I don't understand what's happening. And now, like, now you can move forward.
Exactly.
So, you know, with mast cell and with mold, the healing is not like fast, right? So I'm guessing there's still some things you want to work on and do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for me, I always looked at this as a journey, right? Not a destination. I'm not going through this to come out completely anxiety free and everything is wonderful and beautiful and there's no issues.
Then I might have a magic wand, which I've been looking for, but I don't quite have.
Right. Right. So there's still things around diet that I need to work on for sure. It's like you said, it's a challenge to really change things up. And I find with mast cell, you know, it takes some creativity at times and an adjustment, but I'm definitely on the right track there. There's other things that I want to look into as well, just from like the HTMA perspective as well. So with the supplements that are provided through the program, I'm anxious to see what effect that's going to have and see what the results of a future HTMA are going to look like too. And then the supplements are a big part for me. I want to make sure that I'm taking them as I should, gradually working myself into it. And there's others that I haven't tried that came out of my protocol from the Dutch protocol, for example. So it's a journey, right? And it's a process as well. Maybe I'm a little more conservative than others when it comes to starting the supplements, but I really want to make sure that I'm allowing my body enough time to show me how it reacts to it. So that's a big piece of what I'm focused on now, is just slowly introducing these various supplements to see how I react and to see what benefit I'm receiving from them.
Yeah. And, you know, I ask that question and I bring that up because I want people to understand that healing is a journey, right? And, you know, you've come a long way and there's still things that you're going to work on. But now it sounds like for you, the big piece is now you know what you have to do. You have a path forward, and it's just now about allowing your body and mind really the time and the space to do it.
Exactly. That's right. And you and I have talked about this, Jody. There's so many different directions that you can go into, right? There's, there's so many layers to what's happening, you know, and if your anxiety has come from a place of trauma, or if it's come from mold exposure, or if it's come from all these different root causes, there's so much that you can look at and really learn about. I've made it a priority in my life to address my healing. And that is something that I wish I would have done years ago, but I'm very happy to be doing it now. And the program has opened that door for me.
Yeah.
Really.
And that's really my goal, right? Is to open the door and equip you with, let's get you started. Let's get some root causes. Let's like get your nervous system down. And then I'm going to pass the torch on to, you know, a trauma therapist or somebody who's going to go a different level with you, but I'm going to help you figure out what the next step is in that journey. But I'm going to get you to a place where you're actually stable enough to do that work. This is my personal opinion, but if you do it when your nervous system's already a 9 out of 10, there's very little capacity to unpack any of that trauma without toppling your entire system over, right? So, you know, trauma work is important, but there's a time and a place for it depending on what the trauma is.
Absolutely. I agree. And I think that, you know, in the past, I've had some therapists that have tried to go in that direction. Like you said, my nervous system was just in such a state that I wasn't open to any of that. And I don't even think I realized half of what I'm able to realize now.
Right. Because your brain is calmer and able to take that information in and make those connections because you're not in, you know, a survival mode. You're in, I can learn and accept and have information soak in mode. Any messages for anyone listening to this about their own healing journey?
I think if I could share with anyone, it would be that definitely to trust yourself. If you feel like you're not getting the answers that you need, to keep seeking those answers and to just really trust your intuition and that healing is possible. Healing is definitely possible.
Love that. So hope.
Yeah.
Hope in yourself and hope in the journey.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So thanks so much for joining me and us today here, April. For anyone listening, they can find me on Facebook at Healing Anxiety Holistically for Women. That's my free Facebook group. Or you can message me at jody@healingjourneyservices.com if you want to chat more.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Holistic Anxiety Fix podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts so others like you can learn how to heal naturally from anxiety. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.